Welcome to day 56 of our 180-day journey through the Westminster Standards, and we are in chapter 16 of the Westminster Confession on our second day discussing the doctrine of good works. We're at section 5 of chapter 16. We cannot, by our best works, merit pardon of sin or eternal life at the hand of God by reason of the great disproportion that is between them and the glory to come, and the infinite distance that is between us and God, whom, by them, we can neither profit nor satisfy for the debt of our former sins. But when we have done all we can, we have done but our duty and are unprofitable servants. And because, as they are good, they proceed from the Holy Spirit, and as they are wrought by us, they are defiled and mixed with so much weakness and perfection that they cannot endure the severity of God's judgment. Let's look at the first phrase, that we cannot, by our best works, merit pardon of sin or eternal life at the hand of God, by reason of the great disproportion that is between them and the glory to come, and the infinite distance that is between us and God, whom by them we can neither profit nor satisfy for the debt of our former sins. We can't bring benefit to God, nor can we satisfy the debt for the sins we've already committed simply by doing what the Creator commands us to do. And that is seen in Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans 4:2. And for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Even as David describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Psalm 16:2, O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee. Job 22:2, can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Job 35:7, if thou be righteous, what givest thou him? Or what receiveth he of thine hand? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. Then second, when we have done all we can and have done but our duty and are unprofitable servants. Luke 17:10. So likewise, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And because as they are good, they proceed from his Holy Spirit. In other words, he gets credit for whatever is good that we do. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And as they are wrought by us, they are defiled and mixed with so much weakness and imperfection that they cannot endure the severity of God's judgment. Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Romans 7:15, for that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Psalm 143:2, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Psalm 133, If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Okay, section 6 of chapter 16 on good works. Notwithstanding the persons of believers being accepted through Christ, their good works are also accepted in Him, not as though they were in this life wholly unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight, but that He, looking upon them in His Son, is pleased to accept and reward that which is sincere, although accompanied with many weaknesses and imperfections. Okay, the first phrase, notwithstanding the persons of believers being accepted through Christ, their good works also are accepted in Him. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. 1 Peter 2:5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Exodus 28:38, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts, and it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. Genesis 4:4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So these works are accepted in him because our persons are accepted through Christ, not as though they were in this life wholly unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight. Job 9:20, if I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say, I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Psalm 143:2, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. But that he, looking upon them in his Son, is pleased to accept and reward that which is sincere, although accompanied with many weaknesses and imperfections. Hebrews 13:20, now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Corinthians 8:12, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And Matthew 25:21, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And finally, section 7 of chapter 16. Works done by unregenerate men, although for the matter of them they may be things which God commands, and of good use both to themselves and others, yet because they proceed not from a heart purified by faith, nor are done in a right manner according to the word, nor to a right end, the glory of God, they are therefore sinful, and cannot please God, or make a man meet to receive grace from God, and yet the neglect of them is more sinful and displeasing unto God. So, works done by unregenerate men, although for the matter of them they may be things which God commands, and of good use both to themselves and others, 2 Kings 10:30. And the Lord said unto Jehu, because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam which made Israel to sin. 1 Kings 21:27, and it came to pass, when Ahab heard these words, he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth on his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. Philippians 1:15, some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. So, even though they're commanded, even though useful, yet because they proceed not from a heart purified by faith, as in Genesis 4:5, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Compared with Hebrews 4:11, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, because they proceed not from a heart purified by faith, nor are done in a right manner according to the word, 1 Corinthians 13:3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Isaiah 1:12, when you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? So because they proceed not from a heart purified by faith, nor are done in a right manner according to the word, nor to a right end or goal, that is, the glory of God, Matthew 6:2, therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So, not proceeding from a heart purified by faith, not done in a right manner according to the word, nor to a right or proper end, the glory of God. Therefore, even though they may be things which God commands, and of use both to themselves and to others, they are therefore sinful, and cannot please God, or make a man meet to receive grace from God. Okay, we'll look at Haggai 2:14. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every worker of their hand, and that which they offer there is unclean. Titus 1:15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Amos 5:21, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Hosea 1:4, and the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. Romans 9:16, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Titus 3:15, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So these things are sinful and cannot please God, these good works, or make a man meet to receive grace from God, and yet, even though they are sinful and can't make a man fit to receive grace from God, yet the neglect of them is more sinful and displeasing unto God. Psalm 14:4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? Psalm 36:3, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. Job 21:14, "Therefore they say unto God, Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty, that we should serve him? And what profit should we have, if we pray unto him?" Matthew 25:41, "Then he shall say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not unto one of the least of these, you did it not to me." Matthew 23:23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cummin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have done, and not to leave the other undone." Well, that's the end of the chapter on good works, and it's kind of amazing to me that the Catholics would think that the Protestants aren't concerned with good works. Just as it was sort of amazing to me that the Catholics believe that we could save ourselves and that we're not justified by faith. But having looked at good works, we'll look tomorrow in day 57 at chapter 17 of the Perseverance of the Saints.